May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, December 3rd, 2022. And today I'll be discussing videos and articles that may blow your mind if you haven't been listening to my show before and already had it blown. Global transformation right now of our collective consciousness is happening fast and furious, which is the good news. I mean, it's great that there's a great awakening with modern day revelations like never before, but the brightening, intensifying light of Aquarius casts some deep shadows, and the lamestream media won't bite the deep state hand that feeds it, so we don't usually hear about those puppet masters pulling our strings like the Wizard of Oz behind the screen. So before I go into that narrative, from my recent compendium at 2022 Great Turnaround, published yesterday. It's time for a cosmic weather report. The moon is in fire sign Aries right now, which amplifies etheric fire. The sun is in fire sign Sagittarius, which magnifies mental fire. And yesterday, the sun and moon were in perfect fire trine, and that set the stage, or the quantum matrix, you might say, for some fiery aspects today in geometric relationships with Mars, Venus, Neptune, and Saturn. I could go into that for the rest of the show, but I'll spare you. This could be good news or bad news, depending on how it triggers you, if at all, but at least for me, I can see a great opportunity with these fiery aspects to bring some enthusiasm and higher mental perspective to the mind-blowing global developments of the week that I'll be discussing. So first, I'll go into the storm before mass revelations of the Great Awakening. Then I'll go back to my new moon compendium from about a week ago called Global Crisis and Opportunity. And I'll finish up on a high note with my Thanksgiving compendium. But first, the storm. The storm before, let me get this out of the way. The storm before mass revelations of the Great Awakening. So, this begins, now this is the compendium, again, videos and articles. I'm doing this live, so unless you're on a computer and you can pull up my archive website at 2022 Great Turnaround, unless you can pull that up in another window to follow along, the podcast will be out here in a few days, and you can listen to the podcast while you pull up another window with the narrative from the compendium of videos and articles that I'll be discussing, and you can follow along. So this compendium begins with a two-minute Christmas card animation, you might say, to keep our priorities straight. And I think it's great, this two-minute animation, really, really beautiful. If you can, you know, with the intention of seeing through the eyes of a child. And I think getting in the Christmas spirit is tuning into the eyes of children and how they see Christmas and that spirit, the spirit that matters at this time of the year above all. So this is kind of a heavy subject, you know, the storm before mass revelations today, some serious stuff on the deep shift of energies as we move into Aquarius. I begin by going into an article that I published 14 years ago called The Storm. I ran across this when I was doing some searches of my own material. This was from 14 years ago. And in it, there are some parallels to what's going on now. And here's a quote. Here's an excerpt from that compendium I did 14 years ago. And so here's the quote from 12/7/2008. There is a concerted agenda of shadow government insiders to create and manage crisis for a strangulating collapse of the economy under increasing fear factor frenzy and state of national emergency, as will justify militaristic martial law nationwide. We need to generate as much awareness of this situation as possible while encouraging definitive, systemic, holistic solutions implemented with enthusiasm. So that was then. Today, December 3rd, 2022, The Storm Now, here's an article that was actually published on naturalnews.com yesterday, December 2nd. And the header of this article is Worldwide Shadow Government Behind quote-unquote elected government officials and public health institutions. So, exact parallel from 14 years ago. I was talking about then. But here's in the news today. It's like this has been gestating. You know, I'm been a kind of head of the curve. You know, a voice for the Aquarian energies emerging, the emerging blueprint for a golden age. Since the beginning of my radio show, 13 years ago. This was 14 years ago, right? Even before I was doing my show here on BBS Radio, my Cosmic Love show. So. The byline of this article from Natural Life News is that despite appearing like a Democrat operation, the global vaccine infrastructure we are seeing unfold was actually architected by a hidden shadow government that quietly and in the background pulls the strings of the visible governments we're allowed to see. So this is almost exactly one of the keynotes I was talking about 14 years ago. But what we're seeing in the world now is that the veil is thinning. It's all the stuff that's been in the shadow government stuff behind the scenes. Well, it's being exposed now. I mean, there's this article saying worldwide shadow government behind quote unquote elected government officials and public health institutions. So the following article, I try and do my compendium so it segues to a related theme to the material that follows. And the following article is from Technocracy News, again, from yesterday, just yesterday. And this is Senator Rand Paul on Fauci. And he says, quote, "We've caught him red-handed. He won't get away." And the byline goes, "If Anthony Fauci had been unfortunate enough to be born in early 20th century Germany and did the things during World War II that he has done during his present career, he would likely have ended up at the Nuremberg trials pleading for his life. Millions of lives have been negatively affected, including death, not to mention ripping the social fabric of America to shreds with unproven, unscientific policies like business and school lockdowns, face masks, etc." So this segues into the following article. On a deposition of a 7-hour deposition of Fauci. And this article is by the Children's Health Defense Org, which is a phenomenal source of information on everything to do with the pandemic. This was from November 28th, so it's only, you know, several days ago. And then the headline here is, wow. Fauci can't recall practically anything in his 7-hour deposition. That's the headline. The byline is, the man who led the wrecking of the U.S. economy based on quote-unquote the science only to discover that he can't recall practically anything dealing with his COVID response. This is despite the hundreds of pages, and that's hot linked, so you go look at those hundreds of pages, and many public statements seem to confirm that the White House and many government agencies worked very closely with Google, Facebook, Twitter, and others to control the narrative for the better part of 2 years. So that's a pretty serious thing. Then, of course, the deposition was, you know, to basically validate and get him on record. But he pleaded basically ignorance. Didn't know about any of that, of course, even though he was ringleader in a three-ring circus the last 2 years. Again, involving big tech, big media, big government, all these alphabet soup agencies that were involved with this. Anyway, there's a graphic here, an infographic, that says COVID, and it's got someone's holding, you know, the demonstration, someone's holding up this big placard, big sign that says COVID-19 is a false flag operation. So that, think about that, you know, because this is, you know, the understanding of what Fauci did. I mean, the backstory on that is, I mean, ask yourself, was the plandemic just a setup, a psyop? Was the intention to create mass fear to further another agenda, like with the crypto agenda that we're seeing with FTX, the greatest Ponzi scheme in history? I mean, next to the privately owned Fed. I mean, the laundering of dollars by way of Ukraine. I mean, rigging the elections, worse, you decide. I mean, there's so much that ties into what's going on now with FTX, and I have a cartoon that kind of represents a lot of it. And I've used this now a couple times as an extraordinary infographic, that, you know, cartoon that kind of basically explains how FTX was a laundering operation, while basically the veggie man, you know, the guy that was running FTX, this kid, well, I would call him a kid, young guy, what, 20-something, how he got the, you know, people to put billions of dollars, you know, because they're helping Ukraine, supposedly, and how it went into FTX, which is currency exchange, and went into a crypto version that could then transfer the money with campaign funds, you know, back to both Democrats and rhinos, while the Department of Justice was just like whistling Dixie in the background, like it wasn't happening. So, cartoon says a lot better than I can, but the point is there's big drama playing out on the global stage right now, and it may be hard to see it all in divine order, but there's a method to the madness. Now, I say at this point, you can skip to the bottom for the method from tragedy to triumph, you know, with notable quotables. And I'll go into that as I wrap this episode up. So this is my HeartComm newsletter, HeartComm Network, alternative views beyond lamestream news. You can speed read through the headlines and the bylines first to get the gist of reality beyond anything you'll get in the lamestream media. So, The first item in this news compendium is a video, and it's from Tucker Carlson tonight, but it's Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard, I think it's her debut. I mean, she's coming on, she's like a spokesperson now on Tucker Carlson's show, and I think they're getting ready for her to do a regular thing, but she sounds phenomenal, you know, and I think Tulsi Gabbard is just a gem in many regards. I think she, I mean, you can find something wrong with anyone, but anyway, she gives a good rap, and I'm, of course, I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'm just going through the headlines and the bylines, basically, for the last 2 weeks. And, you know, if some of these interest you, you can go back and in the footnotes on the podcast, of course, you'll have the links. You can always go to, I mean, you can Google 2022 Great Turnaround. Just 2022 Great Turnaround, and it'll come right up at the top. The compendium, all my compendiums since the first of the year. I think there's about 60 of them now. But you can see the recent ones. It's up near the top. It's like an archive of all the compendiums. And this is followed by an article, because the points she makes, and she gets into the FTX thing, you know, the whole FTX scam, gives a really good insight and outlook for understanding the overview, you might say. And the follow-up article is from Lou Rockwell, and it's that the cashless society talk of cashless society goes mainstream in a hurry and should be trusted like the NSA. So byline of this article is that we're on the brink of a dramatic change where, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting, introducing a new one. This is the biggest news worldwide of the day, that there's this massive reset agenda going on. And the media is not talking about it. They don't want us basically to pay attention to it. So the follow-up article here is the headline is, "The people who engineered record inflation want to control cryptocurrency." The byline is that the same deep state that planned the pandemic so we would surrender freedom for security. This is the same deep state that planned the pandemic so we would surrender freedom for quote-unquote security. And these are the, you know, the people, again, who engineered record inflation want to control cryptocurrency. This issue of a whole new currency, a whole new way of exchanging value, is there's a huge agenda pushing this right now. So the next headline, Biden administration announces a framework for digital dollars. And the byline is, the Biden administration is working on plans to herd the public into digital currency controlled by the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank, which is not, was neither federal and has no reserves. It's not federal, it's privately owned. Most people know the story of that. But, I mean, beware. Another article related to this. Excuse me. This one's from Technocracy News, and by way of Dr. Mercola. And the headline is, "Technocracy's digital dictatorship is ever so close." So the byline is that a little over a year ago, President Biden proposed a plan to set in place a new health agency to drive the U.S. down a futuristic road as would lead to cures for cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and other diseases. But that turned out to be another psyop like the original COVID pandemic. In other words, excuse me, the big government loves to give us, the carrot and the stick thing. You know, the carrot here is that we're going to give you a whole new health agency. I'm going to cure all the diseases and all problems. And anyway, that turned out to be another cover story. So here's the real agenda. Here's the next headline. Central bank digital currencies are the bullet train to digital concentration camps. This is from Health Impact News, and it goes, quote, "If you can move every human into a digital concentration camp, empty their bank account anytime you want, and tell them what they can and cannot spend money on, you've got complete control." This, folks, is the danger of the CBDCs, the central bank digital currencies. And who profits? Well, this is the thing about Bill Gates. Who profits? Bill Gates is the largest investor in new vaccines, and there is a plandemic, a vaccines mandated. Bill Gates is the largest owner of land in America, and there's a food crisis. Farmers paid not to grow. Bill Gates is the largest investor in lab-grown baby milk, and there's a baby formula crisis. Fake milk thrives. Bill Gates is the single largest investor in big media PR next to Big Pharma, and there is a truth in media crisis. You know, go figure, mass deception. Disease profiteering? Okay, this is a whole, you know, headline on disease profiteering. Thanks to the $2.1 trillion CARES Act, and that's linked, so you can go read about that on Wikipedia if you want, the CARES Act, the $2.1 trillion CARES Act, if a hospital admits a COVID-19 patient, and this was true during, you know, the whole COVID terror reign, you know, here the last couple of years, and if a hospital admitted a COVID-19 patient, they got paid $13,000. If that patient goes on a ventilator, the hospital gets $39,000, three times as much. Now, NIH protocols, which is Fauci's, you know, National Institute of Health, their protocols for the virus includes remdesivir, which is another 13,000 by way of Medicare. And remdesivir, when it's combined with a ventilator, kills about 90% of patients for another bonus payoff to hospitals. By comparison, HCQ, which is hydraulic one, how do you say a hydraulic one? As better known, has fewer side effects than ivermectin. Fewer side effects and costs only about $20 a dose for outpatients. In other words, we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars if they get you in the hospital to treat you with their NIH protocols. And it could be prevented with ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, how you say, HCQ. With fewer side effects, you know, nip it in the bud, and it costs only about $20 a dose. I mean, so this is, I mean, this is what disease profiteering is, and it's so stark, most people just can't wrap their head around it. It's just like this is like too much, because everyone wants to believe the doctors care for them. It's a health care system. It's not a disease care treatment. I mean, disease care system, but that's really what we're seeing. If they get a hold of you in the hospital, they're making a killing virtually, you know, on treating the disease. So is this a population control agenda? The COVID vaccines were more than just a tool for depopulation. They were the first phase of a transhumanism agenda with nanotechnology in the vaccines for Bluetooth connectivity and behavioral modification of transhuman cyborgs. In other words, That's what the magnetism is. When people would have spoons and stuff stick to their arm where they had the shot, there's a bioenergetic thing. I won't go into the science of it. I've covered it pretty thoroughly the last couple of years. But there's nanotechnology in the vaccines that makes it possible for Bluetooth connectivity, you know, with a smartphone, where and through 5G and other bioenergetic influences for behavioral modification of these transhumans. They're more than just humans. They're connected. They're connected to frequencies that can actually target and identify and target individuals. They're cyborgs, Borgs in the Borg. That's something that some people can relate to, and other people that's just far out woo woo. But anyway. This is all related to what's called a programmable currency reset, you know, the CBDs, the central bank digital currencies. So we got technocrat programming, you know, of transhumans includes digital IDs, digital passports, digital currency, and a digitized social credit system for population control devoid of the currency of conscience. Now, there's a whole website I have on the understanding of the currency of conscience, the currency for the next economy, currency of conscience. So, segueing on, the next article, the headline is, the Federal Reserve announces major pilot exercise for ECG, the social credit score system. Now, ECG is basically like a social credit score system for corporations, just like the Chinese have a social credit score system for controlling their population. This is a way that the corporations can control the population through a social credit score system. This is in the Washington Examiner. And the byline is that the Federal Reserve is working with the six big banks, I won't name them all, but they're the big ones, in a climate risk analysis exercise to begin next year. There's a really good cartoon following this. It's Biden pouring slop into a feeding trough that Wall Street media are feeding at the trough, and it's the ECG, you know, this social credit system for corporations, and it's the agenda. The green agenda, propaganda, and of course, the Wall Street media is munching down on it. And there's a pig looking at him and saying, I can't believe they eat that stuff. You know, anyway, the cartoon says it better than me. But so I kind of switch gears here and I go into what I call an intel debriefing for the ADEPT. And the ADEPT is an acronym for Affirmation of Determination for Effective Participation in Time. That's just my, for the ADEPT, someone else would say the A department, ADEPT, the Affirmation Assent Department, but I was playing around with the acronym there. But anyway, this was from an article from restoredrepublic.co. And in brief, this is from several days ago. This is some information you might find interesting. And here we go. In brief, the biggest Department of Defense contractor is Elon Musk. This fact was admitted several times by Kash Patel as chief of staff to the acting United States Secretary of Defense under President Donald Trump. So the Trump administration military command, through Kash Patel and top commanders, gave Elon Musk the go-ahead and funding to create a global satellite internet infrastructure to sustain communications if or when the grid goes down. Now, that's why Elon Musk has been putting up all these satellites the last couple years. He was actually funded, the biggest Department of Defense contractor, he was funded by the Pentagon, Department of Defense, to set this communications grid up. And this is critical to understand that the prime directive for winning the info war for hearts and minds is free and open communications. All problems in communications problems, how we come into unity for community, for real community, not virtual pseudo community, but real, come into unity, communications, community. So the military gave Elon Musk hundreds of billions to purchase Twitter. And a reset is occurring now in both Twitter and the Pentagon. And this is as white hat U.S. military complete purging of the deep state U.S. military industrial complex. And the backstory on this is that the CIA, Rockefeller, cabal was trying to create global chaos in as many countries as possible while activating their deep state military alliance to destabilize the world with coups. This is what they were doing, coups and civil wars to compel subservience to a total digital control agenda. Remember, create a crisis and then solve the crisis with their solution. Now, FTX was all part of this, just the beginning. With the next crypto exposure linking the CIA, Pentagon, Department of Justice, FBI, the Bidens, and the Democrats to money laundering, sex trafficking, media disinformation, election rigging, and Chinese collusion agenda. And this segues at this point into a little bit of humor, comic relief, outrageous satire, actually. This is Waken with JP, and he's talking about those pesky freedom lovers in communist China, how mass protests in China are happening, and it's over, give me freedom or give me death. That's what they're saying, kind of a thing. So anyway, some satire there, but this is stuff you're not getting in the lamestream media, what's going on in China, because the media for a little bit, when they first started to have an uprising in China, it was kind of, you got some mainstream media attention, but then they kind of shut it down because, why would the media be giving attention to demonstrations in China when they're suppressing any kind of demonstrations or freedom of speech here in America? I mean, it's kind of suspicious, isn't it? So, this whole thing with Waken with JP, he's got some outrageous humor. I think in this piece down below, I'm going to be getting into another one, satire piece he did recently. But in this one's about those pesky freedom lovers in communist China. Excellent satire. This is a huge issue, folks, because there's an agenda, a Chinese collusion agenda, of the deep state. And this is really what's going on as far as a transition from there's an awakening. There's a great turnaround. This is revelations going on right now. There's an excellent article follows by Martin Geeds, who can be really brilliant. For those who've been following Martin Geeds, his recent article from yesterday, instead of died suddenly, which a lot of there's a video that's come out called Died Suddenly, and I think it got 7 million views in the first 24 hours. This one's called Lied Suddenly, The Deep State Death Spiral. And the byline is that the U.S. government, in collusion with members of both political parties, has been caught acting like communist China to erase your First Amendment free speech rights. And this is part of an attempt to overthrow the Constitution and install a puppet government only answerable to globalists. So just remember, in the larger scheme of the infinite eternal continuum, cosmic love rules. You know, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be. God loves source, 5D I am, cosmic love rules. And we have already won. We were winning from the beginning, yet many people just do not believe it and have gone to the dark side of fear, anger, and depressing thoughts. Depressing thoughts that debase, desecrate, demoralize, and degenerate the spirit of love that matters above all on earth, as in heaven, cosmos at large. And we're going to be celebrating that spirit of love into the Christmas season. I thought I'd just give a little bit of reference here to the spirit that matters above all, so we can be philosophically correct with all this stuff that's going on. So Elon Musk said here just a few days ago, November 28th, this is a quote, "This is a battle for the future of civilization. If free speech is lost, even in America, tyranny is all that lies ahead." Now, this is from the X-22 report. It's a video. It's mostly audio, but you can listen. You can watch this video from November 29th, actually. And it's basically, the byline is that the deep state is now panicking over Twitter. That now that Elon Musk has taken it over, he's freeing it up, and truth-telling is surging again. So the deep state has lost one of their main weapons. Now the people control it. Now, I have a short quote here from Q. Some people don't believe Q at all. Some people believe Q religiously. And I just put this out so that the people in between can judge for themselves. And this is the part of the byline of the video from X-22 Report. And it is that control of the narrative, you know, control of, equals control of public opinion. And control of public opinion equals power. How do you control the narrative? Information warfare. Now, there's a lot of talk on the internet about what's really going on right now. Call it revelations. Call it the Great Turnaround. Some people are referring to it as World War III. It's not a kinetic war. It's not like World War I, World War II. It's information warfare. It's psychological warfare. It's war, you know, basically warring for our hearts and minds. So one thing I've referenced, expression I've used many times over the years, is that the most common failing of our own, you know, being human, our only human intelligence, the most common failing is to believe that the limit of one's prevailing awareness is the limit of all there is to perceive. And to expand on that a little bit, that the limit of one's prevailing awareness, when programmed by media mind control technocrats, you know, deep state social engineers, is the limit of all there is to perceive. In other words, that's the most common failing. People basically who listen to the lamestream media, you know, if the big lie is big enough and bold enough and told enough, then people consider that the limit of all there is to perceive. You know, they believe the lie and their, so to speak, damnation is just. Now, I'm not just talking about, you know, vaccines. I'm talking about, you know, basically what's going on with the inversion, subversion, and perversion of the Constitution and our core constitutional freedoms. So following this, I segue into a really, I thought, exceptional video by Really Graceful. And her voice is really graceful. If you, those who've follow my compendiums know who really Graceful is. And she has a video on her top five predictions for America's future. Now, she goes into different parts of this, you know, the climate lockdowns, teacher shortages, rise of artificial intelligence influences, implosion of the Republican Party, and endless plague. What she's saying on the endless plague, if you only watch that one, and there's a link, 16 minutes, 10 seconds, you can click on that and go just to endless plague if you want. To basically why she's saying, you know, the government, they're doubling down. They're doubling down. They're not letting up on this whole virus thing. They, you know, it worked before. They just figure it's going to work again, and they're using it to leverage influence. More of the same. So her perspective is interesting. She has a very soft, gentle way, you know, of saying it, you know, like velvet glove, but of iron fist kind of a thing, just really knocking that out of the park as far as truth-telling goes. That's really Graceful. That's video you can watch. Then I follow that with an article by Doug Casey, and he's pretty good on international business and government. And this article is called Doug Casey on Global Government versus the People. This is from just 2 days ago. He says that my line is that recently all G20 countries signed an agreement that calls for instituting digital vaccine passports, plus central bank digital currency, CBDCs, for controlling public life as never before in history. This is a big theme I'm repeating throughout this compendium, because this is the big issue. We have no future of freedom in America if this is not identified, understood, and transition stop, you know, however. And a good perspective on this is a Health Ranger report that follows. It's a video. It's Mike Adams interviewing Jay Dyer. And I've heard Jay before. The guy's brilliant. And this is regarding global human resistance against tyranny. Now, that's it's about 40, 50, almost an hour-long presentation. It's good. I think you'd enjoy it if you really want to, you know, do some deep diving into what's going on globally, you know, the trending. Mike has really got his finger on the pulse. Excuse me. He goes a little over the top sometimes. Jay Dyer is a philosopher, more you might say. You know, philosophy, the love of truth, the love of wisdom. He did some straight talk on the show that I thought was exceptional. So now at this point, Gandhi had this thing about resisting tyranny, that, you know, that the more you resist, the more tyranny persists. That's, you know, kind of the understanding from one perspective. You know, if you're always fighting the problem, you're part of the problem, you know, but resolving the problem, it's counterintuitive, but resolution of resistance, resentment, and revenge is victory of unity consciousness, unity and diversity. E Pluribus Unum was on the Great Seal of the United States. I think it's going to be on the Great Seal of the new U.S., the United Sovereigns of Earth. Unity and diversity, out of many, one. So, and there's a quote here by Abraham, you set different things in motion with every releasing of resistance. In other words, again, the things that you set in motion for transcendence, you know, ascent to a higher state, you know, more Aquarian light and love, it makes deep state dystopia obsolete. You know, the high state of unified field, unity consciousness, makes deep state divisive dystopia obsolete. So think about it, folks. We are going to witness a huge change, a big change in the global world order. I mean, one way or the other. Things are changing very fast and speeding up due to the instant everywhere and interactive internet capabilities that define a global village in principle. You know, the family of man in a global village. But meanwhile, the divisive dialectic of power elite potentates keeps the family of mankind fighting among ourselves so we don't unite in the Christ mass Christmas, Christmas, spirit of great awakening. So the only question is how we will sustain the great gift of Christmas uprising, mass uprising, Christmas, Christmas uprising, with the uprising spirit that matters above all. I mean, in the larger scheme of Earth's initiation into the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets, I mean, give it 10, 20 years, but, you know, this is where it's going. You know, if those who follow the secret space program know exactly what I'm talking about, that Earth's initiation into the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets is this is the judgment time for either tragedy or triumph. I mean, we can choose a high state of global love that heals all with 5D TLC at the heart of our core social institutions, the Heartware Project, which I've been talking about all year, and you can link on the Heartware Project, or you can just Google the Heartware Project and realize that this is, you know, basically 5D TLC, you know, the fifth dimension, you know, how to culture it, you know, with social, political, and economic institutions of telecommunications, you know, for telecommunity, with teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, you know, or by default, we can be stuck in negativity and get along by going along with paradigm paralysis and victim dictum. But goes along with the deep state's version of a new world order, whereby political puppets and technocrat minions promise salvation, whereby they will own and control everything, and we will supposedly be happy owning and controlling nothing. You know, tyranny with a smiley face. Jeez. I mean, this is, you know, it's choice. Global humanity, this is the great turnaround, you know. This is the year of the great turnaround. It's starting to happen. People are waking up, wising up, rising up, and the bright light of Aquarius, you know, casts some deep shadows, and we're seeing the shadow government being exposed with the whole World Economic Forum and the World Government Summit. There's a video that follows here on the World Government Summit, and how these unelected plutocrats and their technocrat minions, you know, really like to get out there and explain to the world how they're going to use technology for, you know, all the good things that can be done for healing all the disease and solving all of our problems and taking care of the environment, da da da. And they're just basically putting that carrot out there, you know, whereby this technology will be used to enslave us. Now, there's that part of it, of course. You know, you listen to them, and they make it all sound good, but, you know, the World Economic Forum has come right out and said, you know, our intention is that, you know, you will own nothing and be happy, which is to say they will own everything and be even happier. So, anyway, most people listening to this, I'm speaking to the choir, you know what I'm talking about. So, a little comic relief here. We got this video from Awaken with JP called about Common Sense Man, you know. Rescuing America from idiocy, common sense to the rescue. Funny, humorous. And I finish up by saying, you know, the bottom line just in time, notable quotables from Thomas Paine's Common Sense that sparked the American Revolution with the flame of freedom. You know, no gain without pain, Thomas Paine. And this is a quote from him that said, "Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us that the more difficult the conflict, the more glorious the triumph." Thomas Paine also said that the limits of tyrants are prescribed by the tolerance of those whom they oppress. And he's got a great quote here, a few great quotes. I'm not going to go into them. I got a lot to cover today. But bottom line is the sense of common meaning, value, and purpose. Common sense transcends, you might say common sense is unity consciousness, real community. Not virtual community, not pseudo community, but common sense of real community transcends the sense of separation and suffering. And this will happen as global telecom and global telecare are conceived, believed, and achieved for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. It's a global affair now, folks. You know, the revolution is going global. What we're seeing now is an exact parallel to the American Revolution, but now it's a global affair. So here's the great love for the great awakening, which is forgiving, the power of love for neutralizing the deep state with the high state of global TLC. And again, I have hot links on the understanding of TLC as telecommunications with telecommunion, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and telecommerce. You know, the next economy, what that looks like, how that works. So I'm going to go to the next piece on that was about a week ago, the global crisis and opportunity, time to mobilize, you know, network freely, network for the net worth of net reality for of all global netizens. And basically, I kind of summed it up by saying that realize that there's a global war for everyone's heart and mind, which is the existential crisis of our time. There are dark forces creating dis-ease, and light forces culturing wholeness by way of holistic, healthy, holy spirit that matters. The spirit that matters is really the keynote. I want to key into it more in through Christmas, the Christ Mass, awakening spirit that matters. So if you identify as a light worker or a light bearer or a light weaver, then please care to share this Thanksgiving report with family and friends over the holidays. Keep the faith, see the good, network for the net worth of net reality with an attitude of gratitude for freedom and opportunity and the cosmic love spirit of the light of God, love source that ultimately prevails. Now, I go through kind of a progress report here. I give a little background. As many of you know, I'm a metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of collective net reality, you know, unified field of the internet memes and archetypes. I'm also a netizen journalist who curates timely truth-telling videos and articles that are typically censored or discredited in lamestream media. I never ask for help, well, not your financial help, but I do send out alerts to prayer warriors, and servant leaders, community organizers, etc. And in terms of freedom and opportunity for Earth, the crisis now is over global evolution, or revolution with a small r and a capital evolution. 90% of the word revolution is evolution. So global evolution to a constitutional republic that represents all of us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. That's the big movement that's going on. This is the cusp of Aquarius. This is the United Sovereigns of Earth. The Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets, as we become the United Sovereigns of Earth, we'll join the Galactic Federation, you know, and that's the initiation we're going through now. Some people don't see that yet. Some people believe that's woo-woo. Again, those who are into the secret space program know exactly what I'm talking about. Talked about that for years. So if you're new to the show, you know, have a little patience. I don't want to blow your mind all at once, just, you know, whatever you can handle. So I love the quote by Thomas Paine when he said, "The cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. We have it in our power to begin the world over again." This is in Common Sense, 1776. And today, I would say it's time for a declaration of interdependence on the United States of love. You know, cosmic love, universal law, language, love, law of the angels, language of the angels, love, an upgrade of our five core internet freedoms. And this is how America as an anagram for the I am race, you know, you scramble the letters in America and it spells the I am race, which is kind of the code name for the global concept of America as United Sovereigns of Earth. And this is how America, in this sense, will shine for the world as a collective, we the people, again, United Sovereigns of Earth, just as that flame of freedom and opportunity sparked the American Revolution of us as the United States of America. So enjoy this reality report, on the existential global healing crisis, you know, holistic systems evolution from deep state divisive dystopia to a high state of united solidarity to finish what U.S. founders began. So I go into some major revelations in this newsletter. I go into national propaganda radio, how NPR morphed into a voice for the power elite, you know, the deep state. Another article, you know, of course, this is the understanding of Marshall McLuhan, you know, media is the message, and how basically National Public Radio, it originated as a public-funded voice for all Americans, but media critics allege the shift to more private corporate funding has bought off the station to become a voice of by and for elite leftists, not the public. So there's an article here and a video, Tucker Carlson, about the FTX thing. And the byline is called Controlled Demolition of the Economy, how the media orchestrated the crisis to compel compliance with technocrat tyranny tactics for digital currency IDs while discrediting and the regulating of crypto and for discrediting cryptocurrency and the regulating of cryptocurrencies. It's the real agenda here. So this is again November 18th, and it goes that the wealth subheading is that while Fed banksters set up their digital currency system, investors didn't notice this red flag in the FTX scandal. The bleeding edge of the FTX crypto scam is bigger than you imagine. The timing was perfect for discrediting independent cryptocurrencies while laundering billions of dollars to Democrats to rig the election from front to back. So there's an article on how Biden has delivered the U.S. to a Chinese social credit system, on how the G20 Biden's handlers are bent on delivering the United States into the global technocracy being formed by the UN, China, and the World Economic Forum. And events like the G20 meeting just held, the world is clamoring to implement digital health passports with digital IDs, and Biden has completely caved into the global technocrats. This is the huge issue, folks. This is, I gave a little comic relief here when I said, but don't worry, the deep state assures us that with this totalitarian social credit system, you will own nothing and be happy. So I go into, I have a cartoon that kind of sums it up. There's some Vikings that are about to storm a village, and the Vikings holding up his sword and say, remember, we're not looting and pillaging, we're liberating them from their oppressive possessions. You will own nothing and be happy. Yeah, that's what the global technocrats are telling us. Yes, what the deep state is, you know, it's where they're going. So the opposite of all this, you know, is conscience. You know, higher conscience, the high state of conscience. I mean, the chief architect of the Constitution, James Madison, fourth U.S. president, said that, quote, conscience is the most sacred of all property. So, I mean, if you think about it, that, you know, health is wealth, and health profiteering, you know, making a killing is as evil as war profiteering. And now, without conscientious common sense, millions are perishing worldwide. And there's several articles I have related to this. It goes into it deeper, you know, one article that COVID, this whole thing with COVID is not an epidemiological story. It's a crime story. And the other article is the COVID PSYOP unmasked, uncovering enormous pharmaceutical bribes to hospitals, to the school systems, paid via our tax dollars. Now, I went into earlier, you know, all the money from that $2.1 trillion CARES Act that went to pay off the hospitals. Well, the CARES Act also paid off not just hospitals, but also school systems with their tax dollars. And this article goes into it. And again, this is all the big pharma, deep state, big pharma agenda. Some call it the Fourth Reich. And there's an infographic here that says, in this house, we believe pharma pays doctors, pharma pays researchers, pharma pays politicians, pharma pays medical school, pharma pays FDA, pharma pays media, pharma pays Hollywood, pharma pays big tech. Pharma is the deep state face of a population reduction agenda. And some other videos go into this. There's a whole thing on Big Pharma by Awaken with JP, some excellent satire, what Big Pharma is like now, what they're up to now. So I'm going to pretty much wrap it up. This article gets into a really, you know, I go into the sound of gratitude, and I want to finish up with the Thanksgiving thing of gratitude, the attitude of gratitude, toning the frequency of gratitude. There's a great video. There's a great video by Bruce Lipton, PhD. You know, he's a stem cell biologist and best-selling author of The Biology of Belief. And some real positive stuff. And finishes up with my interview in this compendium with David Lewis just a couple weeks ago. You can listen to my interview, David Lewis, regarding Saint Germain.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on cosmic love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of cosmic love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.